Autobahn music. Hey, it's acoustic sailing time. Thank you, Brian. That was Crash Course for the Ravers for the past 3 hours. He's on every Saturday from 1 o'clock all the way until 4 o'clock. And then it's 4 to 5 acoustic sailing. It's acoustic music. And then it's everything and anything above and beyond the acoustic sailing. So we're going to start the show right after this message. This is WMFO Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60. 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure, if you're overweight, raise another finger, 2 if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO. I'm hoping Paul McCartney calls in later on in the program. He'll call 855-915-9636. But in the meantime, I'm very happy to say we have Nigel from the legendary band Magenta Olive right here in the studio. Say hello, Nigel.
Good day. Hello, mate.
And Nigel, it's so wonderful to see you.
Thank you. And you know I'm a lot less expensive than Paul McCartney, so you might be better off here with me.
Well, we're so pleased to have you with us. And we're going to have a lengthy interview in just a little bit. And but right now, we're going to start off the show with acoustic music. How does that sound?
Marvelous.
Excellent. It's acoustic sailing time, 4 to 5, right here on 91.5 WMFO. And let's start off the show, shall we? Here we go. WMFO.
Wasting time. Christmas time.
Of the couch and watched as the fire burned down so quiet on a winter night, not a porch light on for miles around. Then he said, I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed. She looked up, I think I'll have some wine. How about you, she asked, and he declined. Warren, she said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long has it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass, stay with me a little while. But Warren, he shook his head as if she made some kind of joke. Birches on a winter night, and all we'll fill the stove with oak. Oak will burn as long and hot as a July afternoon, and birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. And you hate a cold house same as me, am I right or not? Alright, alright, that's true, she said, it's just a thought. And she said, Warren, you do look tired, maybe you should go up to bed. I'll take care of the wood tonight, oak, he told her. Oak, she said. She listened to his footsteps as he climbed up the stairs, and she pulled a sweater on him and set her wine glass on the chair. She went down cellar to the wood box, it was as cold as an ice chest, and climbed back up with four logs, each as white as a wedding dress. And she filled the stove and poured the wine and sat down on the floor. She curled her legs beneath her as the fire sprang to life once more, and it filled the room. It's hungry light and it crept as it drew air, and the shadows danced the jittery walls like no one else was there. And she stood up in the heat and she twirled around the room, and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And she knew the time would be short, soon the fire would start to fade. She thought of heat, she thought of time, and she called in an even trade.
Macarelli right there with Milltowns. That's a song called Birch's Song. That is an inspired Bill Morrissey record, and I'm not going to play the next song, but that was Birches. And,
oh, you're making me cry on your airwaves. You're ruining my reputation with your
Nigel,
mates.
Pull it together. Pull it together. Before song. Birches, we heard Maria McKee with Precious Time from her CD called You Gotta Sin to Get Saved. And at the end of the program, right around 4:55, I'll do a rundown of all the songs you heard. But right now, it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And Nigel, what makes you want to smash through the acoustic ceiling? What song would you like to hear?
Well, you know, I think a little bit about what's happening here in the States with some people who didn't really do the right things who are getting pardoned right now. And I think one of their first bits of conversation might be something like, "You think I'm a thug?" It sort of reminds me of this one here from Sir Robin Hitchcock. "I want to tell you about what I want."
Shall we play it?
Well, bloody hell, why not?
Let's do.
"You think I'm a thug? I hear you thinking I'm a thug. Sentimental like a thug. Well, I lack the physique, but yes, sir, it's a brutal try. We dive for pearls in the train and hold dying competitions. Who can squirt blood furthest into the mouths of our cannibal overlords? I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. You think I'm ungenerous? Really? In what way? The more you give someone, the more they want from you. Rubbish people is fun. It's second to none in the joy that it brings to the self-righteous mind.
WMFO Medford.
disaster. Can't make it right. Think of you and drive into the night. It's too hard to read a map. Tells too much.
Into the night.
all the time. That was The Time Is Right by the Thigh Scrapers. What'd you think of that, Nigel?
It is right. It's very right.
I don't have Paul McCartney with me, but I have Nigel from Magenta Olive. He's in town. And what brings you to Boston again?
Well, you know, sometimes me mates, that we're all getting on a little bit. And I just want to see the fellas. I've got one who lives in the area, and hopefully he's not going to party too much.
No?
Sometimes I go help him and clear out some of the excess booze in the cabinets, you know how that is.
I have to ask you.
It used to never be like that. I don't know what happened, but now, you know, we have to watch out for that stuff.
Apparently your mate, Harry of the royal family, can't be called Royal Harry. Is that a royal pain? What do you think? I mean,
no.
Tell me about Harry. What's your relationship with him?
We want to have him join us for some gigs and sit in once in a while and help him out.
Do you think he would enhance your show? I mean,
we'd enhance his show. Bloody hell.
If you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
It's always a treat to have Nigel with us. Nigel.
Yeah, we like to make him an honorary magenta.
An olive.
Yes.
He's an olive.
He's an honorary one.
But he can't be a royal olive.
No.
You know that, right?
No.
He cannot be a royal olive. The queen forbids it. What do you think about the American business of pardoning people? Our president has pardoned people recently. And what's your take on that?
It kind of reminds me of a mate. His name is Ian Rubbish. Have you heard of him?
D.N. Rubbish?
Ian Rubbish.
Ian Rubbish.
Yeah, the nasty punk boys. Really fun. And once in the middle of a show, he goes on about saying he loves Maggie Thatcher.
Oh.
His bandmates almost clubbed him with guitars at the time. But, you know, it's really strange sometimes. Like these people who were blatant with political corruption and that. They're getting their get a jail card now.
The thing is,
strange. I think there's good songwriting in there. Material.
Pardoning is completely un-American. It's something we don't believe in, and yet the president can do it.
Well, because he's the president, I suppose.
But is he the royal president?
Probably depends if you ask him or not.
He is certainly not the royal president. So, hey, I have a song lined up. It's Maria McKee. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Why don't you announce it?
She's got a lovely voice here.
What's it called?
Well, she's taken on after the UK's Van Morrison here.
And she's doing what?
Like young lovers do.
That's right. The way young lovers do with Maria McKee.
Go.
We stroke your fields wet with rain.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
codes in the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already off?
Okay, Nigel, is everyone a winner? What do you think about MIA doing Paper Planes and The Clash? Well, straight to hell.
I bloody well hope that they gave a lot of money to the Joe Strummer estate. That's kind of the way I lie on that one there.
Yeah, that was the great Clash record, Combat Rock, doing Straight to Hell with the Strummer vocal, if there ever was. That's one of the classic Joe Strummer vocals, I think. What do you think?
I think it's one of his best performances.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a lot of birthdays out there for your British folks and your friends. And have you been talking to any fabulous people out there?
Not so much. Been sort of laying low a little bit. But we were just speaking off mic about one of our mutual favorites who's having a birthday on Tuesday, and I wish he was still with us, but musically, of course, he is. And if you're into music and you're British, I think you love George Harrison.
Absolutely. We're going to play a George Harrison song. It's his birthday this Tuesday coming up.
Tuesday, yes.
And this one is from the last official George Harrison release called Brainwash. It's called what?
I bloody well forgot, but
it's called Any Road from his Brainwashed record.
Any Road will get you there.
Brainwashed is a strong record. It really has some wonderful songs on it.
It makes good sense for me over the years.
Yes, and here it goes. It goes like this.
Give me that plenty of that guitar.
Traveling on a boat, in a plane, in a car, on a bike, with a bus, on a train. Traveling there, traveling here, everywhere, in every gear. But oh Lord, we pay the price with the spin of a wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah yeah, you pay your fare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Traveling through the dirt and the grime, from the past to the future, through the space and the time. Traveling deep beneath the waves, in watery grottos and mountainous caves. But ah, Lord, we got to fight with the thoughts in the head, with the dark and the light. No use to stop and stare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. My teeth by the breadth of her hair. Traveling where the fall winds blow, with the sun on my face, in the ice and the snow. But ooh-wee, it's a game. Sometimes you're cool, sometimes you're lame. Ah yeah, it's somewhere. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. With the spin of the wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah yeah, you pay your fare, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I keep traveling around the bend. There was no beginning, there is no end. It wasn't born and never dies. There are no edges, there is no size. Ah yeah, just don't win. It's so far out, the way out is in. Back
calls you darling, call him sir. But if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
When I wrote this song, I was in India with four Beatles, one Beach Boy, and Mia Farrow. We were gathered together one day in Maharishi's bungalow. These four Beatles, one Beach Boy, Mia Farrow. There was an embarrassed silence in the room. Maharishi, he sat cross-legged on the floor, on his deerskin, as was his wont. And John Lennon, the wit and the humorist, he decided to break the silence. So he walked up to Maharishi as he sat on the floor, and he patted him on the head and he said, "There's a good guru." We all laughed, and Maharishi laughed the loudest. Later that night, as we were gathered together on the roofs of our bungalows under the tropical Indian stars, we broke out the guitars and I started to write this song. It went like this. And George Harrison, he turned to me and he said, "I could write a verse for that song, Don." And he did, but I didn't record it. But would you like to hear the long-lost verse of George? Okay, George, he wrote. I love George. He said this. When truth gets buried deep beneath a thousand years asleep, time demands a turnaround, and once again the truth is found. Yeah, George. Awakening the hurdy-gurdy man who comes singing the songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man, they come singing the song of love. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang.
Thank you. the scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries.
They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right, 'cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the food. Get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you, just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me, you can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the food? I didn't have to cry. Said I didn't need to get down or feel empty inside. And told me that she'll love me for as long as she's alive. And well, maybe she's right, 'cause I hate it when I feel like I'm not me. See, I honestly don't even know why.
Sunflower by Rex Orange County, going out to Emma. Hope you enjoyed that, Emma. What'd you think of that song, Nigel? Tell me, what'd you think?
Bloody sweet.
Was it nice? Yeah.
It was nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hey, Shukri Wright's coming up in a second, but before we do Shukri Wright, we're going to do a quick rundown. You ready, folks?
Let's go.
Here we go. We started off the hour with what song? Do you remember?
The one that I first picked.
Yes.
Oh, Robin Hitchcock, I want to tell you about what I want.
Well, it was one of the songs. Actually, it wasn't that particular song. We started off way, way, way back.
See, my memory is all foggy. It happens over the years.
Maria McKee with Precious Time from You Gotta Sin to Get Saved. Then it was Macarelli with Birches from Milltowns. Robin Hitchcock gave us...
I Want to Tell You About What I Want.
From Robin Hitchcock. Then Pink Floyd gave us Astronomy Domini from Echoes. Chandler Travis Philharmonic gave us Air Running Backwards.
Air Running Backwards.
From Waving Kissy Head, yes. Volume 2 and 1.
Congrats to Chandler and all the rest doing the Boston Mardi Gras.
The